zemlji gori. End Fossil je mednarodno gibanje mladih podnebnih aktivistk, ki so site pasivnosti in praznih obljub politikov in velikih akterjev v okoljski krizi. V svojem manifestu so zapisale, da mnogi protesti, štrajki, peticije, pisma in pogovori s politiki, ki so jih okoljske aktivistke organizirale, pričakovano niso zalegli. Skozi okupacije javnih prostorov in druge akcije opozarjajo na rekordne dobičke energetskih podjetij in na drugi strani hude podnebne ujme, ki jih beležimo po svetu. Izpostavile so tudi prakso univerz, da investirajo v energetska podjetja ali pa od njih sprejemajo financiranje, o čemer smo na redakciji poročale tudi v okoljevarstvenih 15 pred nekaj tedni. Na svoji spletni strani End Fossil ponuja gradiva in nasvete za uspešno organizacijo zasedb, ki pokrivajo mnogo področij od preskrbe s hrano do varnosti. V načrtu imajo kot primarno okupacijo srednjih šol in univerz, podpirajo pa tudi okupacije drugih javnih objektov. Trenutne tovrstne okupacije v Evropi potekajo še na Portugalskem, na Češkem, v Nemčiji, Združenem kraljestvu Italiji, Španiji in Avstriji. Ena izmed akcij End Fossil je okupacija prostora C1 na Univerzi na Dunaju, ki se je začela 16. novembra. Skupina med 150 in 200 aktivistkami, ki so se poimenovale Erde Brent, slovensko Zemlja gori, je prekinila predavanje in naznanila zasedbo prostora. O dogajanju na Dunaju in širše smo govorile z Bruno Zansenbacher, aktivistko Erde Brent, ki se nam je do zaključka redakcije edina odzvala in odgovorila na nekaj vprašanj. Najprej pokomentira organizacijo okupacije in nastanek skupine.
I first heard about like the occupation movement in like May or something like that, and it was like just a rumor going around like, oh, and Fossil is going to happen and we're going to occupy universities and schools and maybe some other stuff. And then a group of people came together in like cafes, and we met here outside in the Hof 2, just like on the ground, like 20 people or so. And we quickly kind of started to think more broadly and started to check that maybe we won't just talk about climate issues, but like see all the multiple crises happening right now, like the crisis in education, social issues, and of course the climate crisis, because we have to combine all of those. They have the same structural grounding, that's capitalism, that's neo-colonial capitalism, and we have to combine those. So we gave ourselves in Austria a new name. We called ourselves Erde Brennt. It's, you could translate it to the earth is burning, and to like combine all of those issues into one. And but we are strongly committed to the global and fossil community and organization. Mm-hmm.
O tem, zakaj so se za akcijo odločile prav zdaj, nadaljuje Zansenbacher.
We are facing the climate crisis and nothing's being done, but also this fall we had like, because of the inflation and the energy crisis, studying is getting much more expensive for the students and for the university as well, so there were like new budget negotiations. So it was really paramount to start the occupation now, to say we do actually need more money for the universities, for our educational system, and the way it looks right now is that we have to like cut our expenses here. That's going to hurt mainly students of backgrounds who aren't academic, who aren't white and Austrian, and also like in all of those who aren't profs, who have like jobs that aren't that fixed, they are fighting as well. So we wanted to combine all of those fights and have a strong signal to the university, to the politics, that change needs to happen now.
Za glavno misijo so si na Dunaju študentke postavile boj za podnebno pravičnost. Njihove zahteve pa so še zvišanje financiranja visokega šolstva, prepoved diskriminatornih praks na univerzah in progresivno obdavčevanje.
We have demands towards climate issues, so we need to get out of fossil fuels now, not in a week, not in years, not till 2050. We have to do it now. We are like, we see that it's so irresponsible to just stay in the status quo with the war in Ukraine and everything else going around. So that's a huge issue, but we can't just talk about climate without talking about social issues, because we're here in Austria are so fucking privileged, and we have to keep reminding ourselves that we can't just change the world here in Austria. We have to do this globally, and we have to include the so-called global south into our politics to have meaningful change all around the world. And then we also have like our demands to university to change how we learn, who's teaching us, and how we as students can participate in this institution.
Za več aktivistk Erde Brent okupacija predavalnice C1 ni prva akcija, saj jih je mnogo sodelovalo že na uspešnih protestih proti izgradnji urbane avtoceste konec lanskega leta. Avtocesta naj bi potekala po obrobju Dunaja, del pa tudi prek gozda Lobau, ki je del nacionalnega parka Donau-Aun. O raznolikosti prostora in sodelujočih Zansenbacher.
It's open to everyone. We have like sometimes we even have people who like are 70 or something coming here and talking with us, but yeah, we're mainly students, but we want to keep this open because studying is still a privilege, and mostly people from academic backgrounds do this. So to keep this room open for intersectionality, it's very important to have other people here who aren't just students here.
Zadnja dva tedna okoli 40 študentk prebiva v zasedenih prostorih Univerze na Dunaju, ki redno prirejajo izobraževanja, delavnice in druženja. Zansenbacher ocenjuje, da se njihovega programa dnevno udeleži tudi do 500 ljudi.
So we do have lectures, but we're now starting to have more like workshops and stuff, so it's not that similar to the way we learn in the university in the status quo, but we had activists from the Iranian movements here talking about their struggles and how we can participate. We're organizing ourselves with the lecturers to unite this fight. We had people from the fight for Rojava here. Today it's 1 year after a huge win for the Lobau Besetzung, so now we are celebrating this here in the next occupied space, and that's huge for us.
Študentke del denarja za dogodke in preskrbo sodelujočih dobivajo od prostovoljnih donacij, del pa kar od državno financirane Avstrijske študentske zveze, ki po pridobljenih podatkih sicer ni izrazila javne podpore okupaciji. Prostor je namenjen prav vsem. Več organiziranosti in skrbi za sodelujoče pove Zansenbacher.
Yeah, we have our KÜFA, that's short for Kitchen for All, so people go, is Dumpstern a thing? I don't know. Well, they get food for us, it's part of our organization, and we have the kitchen where we can like cook food for everyone here, even for people who are just there for the food or just wanted to come for some time, for several hours or so, and for our core team. We have several rooms where we can sleep, because like some people can't sleep in the big lecture hall because it's not that private, so we have this room and two other ones. And one really huge part of our occupation is the awareness team, where I'm part of it actually, and it's so nice that those people are like so good at keeping us together, being productive when we are like in disagreements, but also check the room for people who could potentially hurt us in some way or another, and keep our discussions as violence-free as possible. So that's a huge thing here. And we have our Aktionskonsens, so our consent, how we want to engage with one another here. And we like alcohol and drug-free, so like actually everyone, even people who are traumatized or have other kinds of negative things happen to them, can really participate here, and that's so good, because this way we are so much more productive, healthy and yeah, friendly to one another.
Kljub temu, da C1 in ostali zasedeni prostori predstavljajo novo nastalo skupnost in zavetišče za ljudi, ki jih združuje boj za podnebno in socialno pravičnost, so točne zahteve Erde Brent nekoliko nejasne. Zahteve po spremembi načina poučevanja na univerzah so prva stopnja v boju za napredek, a brez natančnih načrtov in vključenosti visokošolskih delavcev pogosto ostanejo samo pri idejah. V akciji so se Erde Brent obrnile predvsem na univerze, ki se mora spopasti s posledicami okupacije.
Yeah, we are in contact. We do have like every couple of days we have a talk with them. And in the start it really looked really well, but now they're kind of sick of us and they see that they can't just have like pretty words out there. They have to actually implement change. So we're getting on the nerves, but that's the place where we have to be to like really impact this world, this system. So we're quite comfortably there, but who knows?
Medtem, ko lahko aktivistke v pogajanjih z vodstvom univerze dosežejo določene spremembe na področju visokega šolstva, je nekoliko manj verjetno, da jim bo samo skozi akcijo okupiranja uspelo priti do sprememb na ravni države. Podobno se je zgodilo v enaki akciji v Barceloni, kjer so End Fossil Occupy dosegle vključitev predmeta o podnebni krizi v obvezni predmetnik vseh študentov. Sicer gre za zanimivo pridobitev, ki pa resnega vpliva na podnebne spremembe verjetno ne bo imela. Druga, precej bolj velikopotezna zahteva, da bi univerza prenehala prejemati financiranje od petrokemičnega podjetja Repsol, pa je ostala neuslišana. Glede na izkušnje z uspehom pri gradnji avtoceste skozi Lobau, bi bile aktivistke Erde Brent morda bolj uspešne, če bi zahtevale bolj konkretne in oprijemljive spremembe, ne zgolj boja proti podnebni krizi. Optimistično pa pri Erde Brent gledajo na nove okupacije, ki so se organizirale po drugih avstrijskih mestih. Več protestnih vren bo tako dalo aktivistkam večjo možnost, da dosežejo svoj cilj.
Our protest is not going to stop. We have to keep fighting. We're getting more every day. It's like we started in Vienna and now there are like 4 other occupations in Austria and new ones coming to us every day. And I think Innsbruck and Salzburg are a thing now. We have several ones in Vienna and there's going to be a lot more. So we're going to keep up fighting now. Like 2 weeks after we started, we are now fully finished with our demands to the university and had like a real grassroots democratic system to really have everyone participate in that. So now we can go into the negotiations with the rectorate to really have our voices heard and impact meaningful change. But even if we are forced out of here, we're not going to stop, we are going to keep evolving, have new, maybe more creative, more artsy protests. So this is not going to stop.
Na redakciji bomo v prihodnje spremljale in poročale o spremembah in potencialnih dosežkih End Fossil Occupy po svetu. Tovrstna aktivacija študentovstva je pomenljiva, pot do izpolnitve zahtev pa je verjetno še dolga, kar pa ne pomeni, da so okupacije univerzitetnih prostorov nesmiselne. Zaseden prostor C1 je dal študentkam in ostalim udeleženkam pomemben prostor za širjenje idej in politično udejstvovanje, ki pa se mora v svojih zahtevah še nekoliko izpiliti.